This is a dictation for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of service is 12-22-2022. The date of birth is 8-30-1976. Date of accident is 11-29-2022. Miss Anitra Carter was a pedestrian driver who was involved in a frontal collision on a driver's side, leading to severe headaches involving the entire head, front and back and the right temple, left temple vertex to the tune of 7. It was moderately severe with sensitivity to the light and seizures. In addition, patient started suffering from loss of consciousness and ongoing seizure that she has prior to the accident, as well as forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmare, seizures. The patient, in addition, started suffering pains which are mostly left-sided, especially involving the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. Lower back pain was 10. Involvement of both the knees, especially the left knee, was 10. Left shoulder was hurting, and it was also 10, with difficulty to lift more than 90 degrees. She couldn't walk, sit, or stand properly, and her right middle finger was fractured in a possible and was swollen, possible fracture. Currently, she reports that she needs a neck brace, and previous one was too small. She's ongoing physical therapy. At this time, her pain levels are 10, focusing on the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. And there is some radiation of pain. Now she's reporting to the left arm in the anteriorly in C3-4-5 nerve distribution. However, it doesn't go beyond the wrist. The fingers are not numb and tingling. And the patient reports that the pain level varies from 8 to 10, while the ADLs are affected 10 as follows: the walking ability, the general activity and work are affected 10, while mood is affected 9, relationship with other people is affected 9, the sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Patient reports 20% improvement in the pain level. In neurology and psych, patient reports that there is a severe headache and a vision disturbance. She has a double vision, blurry vision. She has a difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, seizures, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory. She denies any dizziness and vertigo, denies any confusion, disorientation. She denies any blackouts. And in the pain and numbness, she has an ongoing stiffness of the neck and lower back and mid-back, as well as shoulder stiffness, and she has a pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder on the left side, pain in both the knees, especially the left, and pain in the left wrist and hand, and especially left middle finger. Difficulty walking is reported, decreased range of motion of the left shoulder to 90 degrees. In the GI, there is a history of constipation, incontinence of the bowel. However, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and no digestive problems, and no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no chest. There is chest pain, and there is no coughing, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, and asthma. In the last 30 days, patients report that the pain has become more intense and is worsening. In the last 30 days, patient has not reported any changes in the pain, in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss. He reports that he is stressed out from not being active. Current pain medication is Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138 over 101. Pulse is 70. And pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is dated 12-7-2022. Dictation number is 1209-003. The diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to provide the following medications, which are Tylenol with codeine, number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 30 tablets for pain, Xanax 1 milligram tablet PRN for panic and anxiety that the patient is suffering. In addition, patient is provided medication Mobic, Effifax, and Elavil, and Xanax, and Neurontin, and Furoscid already for the last visit. He's being referred to neuropsych evaluation. An X-ray of the left hand is being ordered to rule out fracture of the left middle finger. A neck brace large has been ordered, quad cane has been ordered, and she's provided with the physical therapy and with social worker and counseling. She's referred for a case management due to her seizure activity. And an MRI of the thoracic spine is ordered. CT scan of the bilateral wrist is ordered. CT scan of the left elbow is ordered as she is complaining of pain, especially in the medial lateral epicondyle, to make sure that there's nothing is missed. And neuropsych evaluation has been ordered. If found positive, should be referred to further testing. A TBI testing for cranial nerves is also ordered for her. End of dictation. Thank you.